Welcome to Dysfunction Junction. This is your co-host, Hess Sakal. After 16 years, we're back on air, ready to meet the shattered soul system. Now in their late 30s, the last time we talked, they were 21 and trying to work things out. But what are they like now that they're approaching the big 4-0? Ladies and germs, non-hexadecimals and all others, I'm the other guy you're going to be hearing from today, Zip T. Wexler, live from Boston. It's your favorite ball of chaos from Dorchester. I thought you were from Queens. Nah, Dorchester. I just have a bit of Queens in my accent. And today, we've got the Shattered Soul System. Hey, guys. Who's the first shattered soul who wants to talk to us? James? Hi, I'm James, the Board Work Alter. I come out to promote synergy and provide best-of-breed service to put alimentary products on our table unit to provide sustenance. So you take the system to work? Yeah, I sit glassy-eyed at a desk for 8 hours and try to make our writing more impactful. Make it pop. Make the logo bigger. I used to be a graphic designer. Now I'm getting things confused. Also, when I front, our shoe size shrinks. Just an observation. Huh. Oh, God! Only meteors are impactful! I'm also responsible for onboarding and building capacity among the next generation of shattered souls. Onboarding? More like waterboarding! And here's Jack! The Evil Demon Alter! Greetings, mortals. It is I, Jack, the Evil Demon Alter. You don't sound particularly evil to me, mate. But can't you tell I'm evil? I've got an English accent. What are you talking about? I've got an English accent too. That doesn't make me evil, does it? Oh, wait a moment. I was called an Evil Demon Alter about 16 years ago. But I've also got a moustache to twirl and a cat to stroke. I think that makes me evil, doesn't it? And perhaps I ought to throw in a seize them or bring her to me to make it even clearer. Very evil. Much terrifying. I'm quavering in my boots. Clearly my headmate doesn't know the best practices for innovative upskilling in the evil arena. You know, the Maleficent space. I suggest he develops a mad SEO, super evil optimization skills, to up his game. Then he'll be able to make deals with key stakeholders by getting them to stop killing his vampire allies who help him leverage his core competencies in sinister deed plotting. But wait, there's... Oh, come off it, James. Haven't you heard my evil laugh? Can we give James the Employee of the Year award for most jargon-filled sentences? I admit it, Jack. You actually sound properly evil, at least a bit. As for you, Zip, I totally agree about James. He's a fucking jargon machine. Anybody else want to talk to us? Yes! They call me Fire! And I'm the Protector Alter! I'm the Protector Alter, because I'm the Alter who protects. I am a Protective Alter who protects, and I am also an Alter because I'm the Protector Alter. I am an endless fount of repetitive, redundant tautologies, pleonasms, and redundancies. Eat your heart out, Mojo Jojo. I, too, can have a Mojo Dojo Casa House. See, look, I've even updated my jokes, humor, and gags. I am modern and up-to-date and contemporary. Fire is one of the most impactful members of our system. Going forward, we should have him talk during all our work meetings. But if he does, they'll probably tell him to take his redundancy offline. That's why I'm an evil demon alter. If you had to be protected by this logorrheic gibbering fool, you'd turn evil as well. The same applies to, jargon monger standing next to me. I would never marry this fool. Can you imagine it? James, every time you say impactful, the likelihood of a meteor landing increases by 50%. meteors and meteorites and big space rocks landing on your head every time you declare something full of impact that is impactful. I am surrounded by incompetence, you fools! Now that's what I call evil. Next up, we have Ellen Barbara, the head of her own system. Ellen has arrived to give the shattered souls some well-needed advice about how to become more functional.
Oh man, they're not functional! The question you need to ask about every plural system is, are they adults? Are they functional adults? They have to be really functional, you know.
What do you think a functional adult system looks like?
They should be over 21. Body age, of course. Old enough to drink and make a fool out of themselves in a bar. In the USA, the only country that counts. Fuck yeah. And they can't have a job they hate. And they can't be lifers in therapy for 20 years because they can't just take a walk and get over all their trauma like me. It's time for a Wexler test. Nobody told me this was a game show. Unless you're talking about the Wexler IQ test, I got a 160 on that, the whisk, the waist, all of it, and a 200 on the Stanford Binet. I broke the scale. And I also got a perfect score on my SATs and ACTs. And if I lived in the UK, I'd get a perfect score on my A-levels, GCSEs, O-levels.
Split levels.
What are you talking about, James? Shut up. Nobody gives a shit, Ellen! I haven't finished yet. I got a perfect score on my GREs. So good that I didn't even need to go to grad school to prove I know everything. I could just make comments on X, to every political figure I can think of to give unsolicited advice. I also speak 50 languages, from English to Pig Latin. And I also know how to build a nuclear reactor out of bubblegum, paperclips, and wadded up tissues. I don't need uranium because I am just that smart. She's clever, smart, and intelligent because she is successful on all her standardized tests of knowledge. Bravo and congratulations, Ellen.
Very impactful. Golf clap. We don't need to hear your spurious CV, Ellen. I thought you were going to tell us more about how systems can become functional. That's the required 10% of educational content on all Pluresian radio programs. And is impactful the only word you know, James?
Shut up and let me talk! Clearly I passed the Wexler test with flying colors! Nah, you just failed the Wexler test. The test was to see if you were gonna brag about how well you do on dumb standardized tests. You may be able to pass the WEXLER test, but you can't pass the WEXLER test. Anyway, how do you become a functional system? You wait until you're 21, and then you have a nice big drink. And then you don't go to therapy, even if you need it, because if you go to therapy, you are a lifer, and therefore not functional. And when it comes to jobs, just grin and bear it, and then you won't hate your job anymore, if you're a garbage man.
You mean waste collecting engineer, Ellen. That makes it sound more impactful.
You keep saying that word! Keep saying it, you make it a nasty
full.
Anyway, even if your job is to pick up trash or scrape roadkill off the ground, if you plaster on a big fake grin like me, you'll be happy in no time. Because if you don't, you'll just have a negative story about your job. Check out the work of Byron Katie, and you'll be well on your way to permanent happiness. Because I'm really functional. Yes, really functional. I'm a functional adult. Very functional.
That's redundant enough for me. Congratulations, Ellen. Very impactful speech, Ellen.
It's full of impact. Therefore, it is impactful. Dude, didn't you hear Hess, bro? Only meteors are impactful.
Oh, shit. Is that a meteor?
Yes, we told you. I wasn't fucking kidding. Thank you.
Run, run, run!
Lives and vital status.